love without pretending. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the spirit and sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. Peter is writing to believers scattered across the ancient world, people facing persecution, uncertainty, and temptation to retreat into survival mode. Yet his call is not to self-preservation, but to love. He doesn't say protect yourselves or be careful who you trust. He says love one another fervently with a pure heart. C.S. Lewis once said, "To love at all is to be vulnerable. Love anything and your heart will be wrong and possibly broken." Peter's command is not about sentimental affection, it's about supernatural love birthed from a purified soul. Peter begins, "Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth." Obedience to the truth is what prepares the heart to love. You cannot love like Jesus until you first surrender like Jesus. Obedience cleanses our motives, it scrapes away selfish ambition and pride. It purifies us from loving for what we get and transforms us into those who love because of who we know. A.W. Tozer said, "The love of Christ both wounds and heals. It fascinates and frightens. It slays and makes alive. When the truth of Christ purifies you, you become a vessel that carries divine love to others. The world's love is transactional, but the love of God is transformational." Peter uses a striking word, insincere love of the brethren. In Greek, that's an apokritos agape, unhypocritical love. No masks, no hidden motives. Real love looks like Jesus washing feet. It looks like forgiveness when others walk away. Mahatma Gandhi once observed, "Where there is love, there is life." But the love Peter describes is more than life. It is divine life flowing through human hearts. Love that doesn't flinch. Love that doesn't play games. Love that keeps showing up when it's not returned. That's unhypocritical love. Love one another fervently with a pure heart. The word fervently in Greek paints a picture of an athlete stretching to the limit of his ability, muscle straining, breath heaving, refusing to quit. That's the kind of love Peter commands, not a casual affection, but a stretched, enduring, passionate love that costs something. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend." Fervent love is the difference between liking people and laying down your life for them. It's love that keeps forgiving, love that keeps serving, love that doesn't grow cold in a world of selfishness. A pure heart means undivided devotion, a heart that loves without agenda. Mother Teresa said, "It's not how much we do, but how much love we put into the doing." When our hearts are pure, our love becomes powerful. When our motives are right, our ministry becomes radiant. When we love from a pure heart, the Spirit of God moves through us like living fire. A silversmith was once asked, "How do you know when the silver is pure?" He replied, "When I can see my reflection in it." That's what God is doing with our hearts. He keeps refining us until his reflection is seen in the way we love. Application. What fervent love looks like today. It forgives quickly. It speaks kindly. It gives generously. It listens before judging. It sacrifices without counting the cost. If our churches, our families, and our communities could catch even a spark of this fervent love, revival would ignite overnight. D.L. Moody once said, "The world does not understand theology or dogma, but it understands love." Peter knew firsthand the cost of failing to love. He denied Christ 3 times, but he also knew the beauty of restoration when Jesus said, "Peter, do you love me?" That love transformed him from a coward into a cornerstone of the church, and it will transform us too if we obey the truth, purify our hearts, and love one another fervently. John Wesley wrote, "Though we cannot think alike, may we not love alike." When love is pure, it burns through differences, divisions, and doubts. When love is fervent, it reveals the very heart of God. Prayer. Father, purify our hearts through your word and spirit. Teach us to love without pretense, without pride, and without limits. Stretch us, refine us, and make us reflections of your Son so that the world may see Jesus in the way we love. In his holy name we pray.